Welcome to your five for the day. Not long ago, the temperature in Calcutta in India, the so-called City of Joy, dropped to 9 degrees centigrade, making it the coldest weather for 100 years. Global warming seems to be real. However, with such local news, climate change is probably a better understood message. So when we hear that the UK had its wettest year on record last year, we can fit this into an overall picture. In the same time scale, the carbon dioxide level has risen over 22% and is still increasing at an accelerated level. What politicians are debating is, can anything be done to avoid this increase in average worldwide temperature? One expert, Nick Pidgeon of Cardiff University, said that the debate in Europe is about what action needs to be taken, while many in the US still debate whether climate change is actually happening. Sir John Houghton, the chairman of the John Ray Initiative, an organisation connecting environment, science and Christianity, has compared the stewardship of the earth to the stewardship of the Garden of Eden by Adam and Eve. In a Sunday Telegraph interview entitled Me and My God, Houghton is quoted as saying, "If we want good environment policy in future, we'll have to have a disaster. It's like safety on public transport. The only way humans will act is if there's been an accident." He also said in that interview, God tries to coax and woo, but he also uses disasters. Human sin may be involved. The effect will be the same. Creation is not just important to us. We believe also it is important to God, and that the rest of creation has an importance of its own. We are destroying forests, important forests. When I say we, I mean we, the human race, of which we are part. We are party to the destruction. We allow it to happen. In fact, it helps to make us richer. We really need to take our responsibility as gardeners more seriously. When we have a spell of gorgeous weather, it spurs many people to make what for many is a rare visit to a garden centre to refresh pots and borders. The amateur is often embarrassed by the keen gardeners weighed down with potting compost, small trees and bushes, and garden plants of all varieties. It is the time of year when even the reluctant gardener finds green fingers. The ideal life in the Bible is one in which everyone lives under their own vine and fig tree, at peace with one another and God. But the reality is that we undermine our true desires by anxiety, greed, and the lust for control, and that leaves us a prey to our own worst instincts. The great God of creation, the King of Kings, prepared for Adam the Garden of Eden. Sin ruined that delightful and fruitful abode, and then it started to yield thorns and thistles. But there is another garden called Gethsemane, which the King's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, watered with his tears and sweat, anticipating the horrors of Calvary, where he would bear the sins of the whole world and redeem what Adam had lost in Eden. We have entered into the good of those tears, and so may we pray, Lord, make my heart the King's garden, where thy flowers and fruit flourish, so when the King walks through it, he will find pleasure. Thank you for listening. God bless.